Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1335 of our trek, and time for our three-minute mini-trek called Wisdom Unplugged. This short nugget of wisdom includes an inspirational quote with a little bit of additional content for today's trek. Consider this your vitamin supplement of wisdom for today. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from Gotthold Ephraim Lessing, and it is, "A single grateful thought raised to heaven is the most perfect prayer." So today's snippet will be a grateful thought. Gratefulness is important. Yes, it is very important. What are some of the reasons that we do not express our gratitude more frequently? Are we too proud? Are we too selfish? Are we so wrapped up within ourselves that it doesn't even come to mind? Until we realize that all that we have, including the very next breath that we take, comes from God, we will not be as grateful as we should be. James chapter 1, verses 16 through 18 puts it this way, "So don't be misled, dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who has created all the lights in heaven. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true word, and we, out of all creation, became His prized possession." In other words, all that we have or ever hope to be comes from our gracious and loving God. When we acknowledge this and thank God for it, then it becomes the most perfect prayer. As we read in Psalms chapter 50, verse 14, "Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God and keep the vows you made to the Most High." Once we get our vertical thanksgiving correct, that is, between ourselves and God, then we can turn our gratitude horizontally. We should easily, freely, and often express our gratitude to our fellow humans. The gratitude needs to be both in word and in deed. Even as some days are difficult and it is hard to be thankful, there is always someone or something in our lives to be grateful for, especially on those dark days. Instead of seeking someone to show kindness to you, turn the tables and show kindness to someone else. In doing so, you will soon realize that the blessings are returned to you, and you can be thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 18. "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." And that's a wrap for today's Wisdom Unplugged quote. If you'd like free access to my database of over 11,000 inspirational quotes, the link is available on the main page of wisdom-trek.com. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of wisdom, encourage your friends and family to join us. And then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,334 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Worldview Wednesday.